4ULP, monitoring.
E4CBA mobile.
For TFW, are you ready to go play tennis? It's such a nice day.
Then took the tennis racket in over a week. I'm about to have withdrawals. Did they have therapy for that?
That's right.
Again.
Therapy for missing it is just getting out there and doing more of it.
Be a beautiful day to do it. I'm moving furniture though. Unfortunately, I got in the back of this U-Haul truck after I'd driven it to Simpsonville, and somebody had spilled oil in it, and so the whole floor and the ramp, and they have this ribbed ramp so you don't slip, and I'm about busting my rear end just walking down the ramp. And the whole floor was so slick you could just skate around on it, you know, like a skating rink, like ice. It was just crazy. I tell you, what an experience. But he knocked 50% off, so I can't complain.
Hey, phone call. I got to take this phone call. I'll catch you a little bit. Stay at 14.
I'm in a bad spot here. I'll get back with you in a minute. KB4CBA mobile.
For VWA, KZ4TMA.
Let's talk to you.
I think I've got it. I'm getting good enough at my... my voice is here. I think that's David. Is that you?
I noticed Dan, once I got out of that hole I was in, I got in a bad spot there, and I totally lost the repeater. It was at Henry's Smokehouse, which is, you know, about the lowest part of White Hampton Boulevard, right? So anyway, it's not a good place to stop if you want to talk on 6-1.
No, I've actually been spending a little bit more time. Just my route has changed a bit, and I find myself in the shadow of Harris Mountain for a while. But you know, there's ongoing talk about linking the two repeaters. At some point, if you can hit Harris Mountain, you'll be hitting the repeater's head as well.
Where I'm located, I have Paris Mountain between me and the repeater, but I can get into it pretty decent. I think there's a little teeny bit of white noise on my signal. When I'm in the house, I've got a little J-pole on the roof, but it's not very high. I can't put it above the height of the, what do you call it, the gable of the roof, because then the HOA would see it, and I might hear something back from them, so try to keep things on the low profile.
Yeah, I figured you were about to talk about an HOA, so understand that. Understand that, but yeah, you do. You're hitting it fine. You're right. There's a little bit of crackling in the background, but I can hear you okay. Hey, tell me this. When you mentioned your base station setup, do you do much on HF?
I'm doing a lot on FTA because it's new to me. So you know, I'm really kind of just you know, still learning and just kind of getting over the you know, fascination of it. But I get on sideband on you know, anywhere from 10 meters. I don't have my antenna, won't do 160. It's not long enough. I can hear people on 160, but I can't talk to them. I try. They said they couldn't understand me, so I gave up on that. Yeah, I'm sitting here in the driveway.
I thought I heard you say you were in your driveway, so it might be me. So give me 1 second. I'm going to come up on this hill, and I'd like to ask a follow-up question.
Probably going to get a dirty look from my wife here in a minute, because she can hear my car running outside. I've got suburbs, so she's going to be like, give me that. If looks could kill look, you know, I'm sure you've never got one of those.
Not going to interfere with that. I will let you go. But thanks for picking up. I'm just starting to think about HF a little bit more, and I'm thinking about a rig that Steve, you heard me trying to catch him. He's selling one, but I'd see if he was on the air today, see if I could chat with him about it anymore. But I'll let you go. Thanks for picking up, and I look forward to the next time I catch you, but I'll let you get inside. Sounds like you better. So I think it's KB2CBA. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is KZ4TMA, and I'll be clear after your final.
It's KB4, but you got the rest of it right. I've got 135-foot wire up in the trees, and I talk, I wouldn't say completely all over the world, but I talk to, like St. Petersburg, Russia, and on sideband, and I've communicated on FT8 with Australia and Japan, and so it's just, it's a blast, and, I would encourage anybody to get on HF, because it's just, this is just a whole different world than talking on, 2 meters or 440 or what have you. All right, well, 73s, and I'm going to pull my pony in the barn here and scarf down some barbecue. Talk to you later, KB4CBA.
KN4TFW.
You in there, Patrick?
And I started talking to you, but you were in a bad area, and then I had to take a phone call.
I know better than that. Okay, well, I pulled into Henry's and I lost the repeater completely. I mean, it was just like gone. So anyway, sorry about that. We'll talk to you later. I got supper here and I got 2 grandkids and my wife here waiting for me to feed them. So I guess I better get inside with it. KB4CBA.
73, have a good evening. Catch you later. KN4TFW.
CEF mobile.
Just now getting off the work. KN4TFW.
Decided I was going to leave a little early today.
It was like 2 o'clock.
Early as anything before 5:30.
Lovely day today. I know you missed a lot of really nice weather outside.
Bad, but yeah, you're definitely right. I mean, 68 degrees is what it's showing in my truck, so I definitely missed a nice day.
Degrees over here by tadpoles.
3 days off to enjoy it, so hopefully it'll stay nice this weekend.
Can they turn a little cooler on Sunday?
So I think Saturday night, Sunday, it's supposed to start getting real cold. Sorry, you got a little bit.
I'm in a really bad spot for some reason. I don't know what that was all about. I just had full bars of static for some reason on both frequencies.
Well, my cable modem lasts 2 days.
Like that there before. I don't know what the deal was.
They could be somebody running their hydroponics garden.
Where Highway 80 and 29 come together? They got the right-hand lane blocked off because they're doing entrances to the new car lot that they're building, and the traffic was just backed up all the way back to there because people just won't heed the sign that says, right lane closed. If everybody get over, we just shoot right through here.
Everybody's got to shoot all the way up till right before they have to get over so they can try to cut in front of everybody else. That's just the way that's supposed to work.
Well, they complain about it being backed up, right?
Yeah.
I figure out they're the problem.
I didn't think anybody else is a problem. I don't hear anything on 10 meters on my radio, but I can't really flip through the channel.
Nice day. It's calling at 70 over here. Like this, now I'm ready for spring and summer.
Since we're done with the snow, I'm ready for it to start warming up.
Well, today, you know, we're talking about the chip shortages and everything. They say it's probably going to get worse than that because most of the material that you use to make those comes out of Russia and Ukraine.
Make those
to yourself, right? And then you make them mad and then tell me you're going to get the material to make some.
And there's only a few facilities that can even make them.
Yeah, but it's going to take, what, 3 years? Then it's going to be, can you get the material to make it?
Moved on to a slightly less obsolete chip, which I think has been the biggest problem, because what I understand, like, automakers use such old chip interfaces or the old chip styles or whatever it was. It's so far behind that nobody really makes them. They don't put newer chips in them.
A chip in the car with all the road vibration, the heat and cold and everything. I mean, that's just recipe for disaster.
Cobblestones for, just shake them loose first.
I'm just talking to Patrick, the cobblestone roads probably weren't as rough as 290 headed out towards 25.
My road home is a daggum mess. I live off of Highway 292. And instead of, like, repaving the whole road, they just went in there and patched sections of it. So there's just, like, strips of it that have been patched. It's the most horrible road I've rode down. I'd rather go down a gravel road than go down the road headed towards my house.
I've been on smoother gravel and dirt roads than that. We're in Alaska, that haul road, the ice road. And that thing's nothing but a gravel and dirt road. It ain't get so slick, you can do 70 mile an hour. But if you ever come to a paved section, you'll be down to 15.
Working. What else you got planned for the weekend?
Get too much of anything, I don't think. Got to go pick up a Valentine's card and here tomorrow, probably.
Thinking now, I try to figure out how to build I want to build like a stand to go on my desk. For my computer monitor. It'd be nice if I could put my 7300 on top of it, and that way I can put other stuff underneath of it. But I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. I don't know how I want to do it yet.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too hard. Just make some, like, some boxes with some pocket screws.
Oh, some pocket screws now. Nice Craig jigs, but I haven't pulled the trigger on one yet, because they're either $100 or better if you buy a decent one.
Started one, but it worked good on that. You know, you got to clamp it, and you only do one hole at a time. It wasn't like one of those where you could, you know, mount the jig and just put the boards in it. But it worked really good. I can't complain about it at all.
One, I think I picked it up from Harbor Freight, maybe. And, you know, it ain't the best thing in the world, but it'll make some pocket holes. You gotta make sure you do it right, because, you know, if you set your depth wrong, then you just blow through it. And now you don't have a pocket hole, you got a big hole.
Mine's got some little settings that you move, this little stop for how thick the wood is, and then it auto sets it.
You never went so far with the drill bit, though, that you don't really leave enough meat in the wood for the screw to stop on.
I got a stop ring on my drill bit, and then if you set the little stop on the jig at the proper thickness for the wood, I mean, it makes the perfect hole every time.
Mine works is, you know, where they're at, so the guide holes, and then you set the piece, you set the height of the piece of wood, but the problem with that is you got to change that ring that's on the drill bit. So I've had it before where, you know, I've moved between either two different sizes of wood or something and don't really set my depth good. when you go to drill it out, it just about takes all the meat out of the wood, so you don't really have a pocket hole. It almost drills all the way through it.
Makes sense. No, I haven't done that. Fortunately, all the wood I was working with, you know, I did like 60 holes, and it was all the same size, so it worked out good. Now, I did put them in one on the wrong side of the board, but that was all right. That was operator error.
I've done it once or twice, where I didn't really set the depth on mine good. Like I said, I wouldn't mind having a nice crate jig, you know, the really nice. I think it's about $100. It's not super expensive, but I just never have got around to pulling the trigger on it. But I think it's supposed to, I think it's wide enough where you can shoot two of them at a time, side by side, in a 2x4.
With that, I can do two holes at a time.
Quite that nice. The holes are probably maybe an inch apart, so you really don't get a lot of space. So you gotta put a 2x4 in it, you shoot on one side, you drill it out, and then you gotta unlatch it and move it over a little bit so you can kind of adjust that distance to the other one. That way they're not side by side.
Many employees that are like that little meme I sent you today, D.
Hard for them to get away with, but I will say in the past, when the line is down, like where we're not running and people are supposed to be either cleaning or going home, I have had employees hide before. So absolutely, I've had it happen, just not while the line's running. So then it's really easy to notice they're not there.
A couple of more, I'll send them to you later. They were funny.
So far, it's been pretty funny. On Highway 292 on the shaker test.
Go back up again?
Off of 292, so exit 10 on 26 will put you on Highway 292. So, but like I said, they've been paving it and patching it and everything else. They won't just do the whole road, like really pave it, so they're patching it up and it's a mess.
About to turn into subdivision, so I'm going to sign with you and say 73. Enjoy the gun show tomorrow, and maybe your dad can find what he's looking for, and maybe I'll catch you over the weekend. If nothing else, I'll catch you on Tuesday. KN4 TFW.
Hopefully we'll holler at you on Tuesday morning. KO4 CEF, and I'll be clear.
4ULP monitoring. 4VWO, this is KO4UL.